Welcome to The Art of Construction, the podcast dedicated to helping you grow your business. Together, we'll explore the world of construction with some of the best minds of the industry. Your host, Devin Tilley, a micro-influencer and sometimes disruptor, will take you on a journey that will lead your business to the next level.
What's up, Art of Construction Tribe? Devin Tilley here, and we are talking technology today. And as you know, I am passionate about technology. But if there's one thing I've learned, you better bring some experts to the table that are figuring this stuff out, because the only constant is change. And we all got to raise our hand and say, we know this is where it's all going, right? So let's step up to the mic. And today we get to, I love when we get to get founders, CEOs of new thinking companies. And today we get to have Colin Billings, the CEO and founder at Oro out of San Francisco. So we met through the message board. The message board is blowing up. Get involved with that. We got all kinds of cool stuff coming down the pipe with different proven partners. And we began our dive into the smart home technology, where we talked with integrator expert Liaison Home Automation. But now we get to hear from the manufacturer's point of view. So who is Oro? Oro is a smart home system, and their website has done so well. It's like looking at that sleek Tesla iPhone kind of concept of smart living made simple. One system, perfect lighting, smart home control, and intercom all built into that. So what is the main message I want to convey to you, Tribe, is that the growing importance and demand of human-centric intelligent home systems, and the difference between what is called a smart home versus a truly intelligent home. And I want Colin to kind of talk through us with that, as he's lived and built up this company around this truly intelligent home product. And what is the business or message that we want to benefit from going through this journey together, is how can we understand the possibilities within the smart home that gives you, the AOC Tribe, a new option to unlock new revenue opportunities while meeting growing customer demand. So what if you never had to touch your switches anymore? What if you could scale and integrate spaces as you see the need? And what if you could have your home integration be as simple as you're setting up your iPhone? Depends on, sometimes that's not so simple, right? But technology, the whole point of this thing is we want to talk about how to make it simple. And my perspective of this whole thing is, when we think of complete smart home setups, we usually think of very high-end homes having them. But Tribe, this technology is quickly growing as a must-have in homes of all kinds. And builders, we got to get ready. So contractors and affiliates, when we talk about, we're here to grow your business, and either you're growing or dying, what sort of lifestyle changes does this technology allow for? And that's what we're going to talk with Colin about, to get his perspectives to break down these silos of the quote-unquote smart home that is such a pain to operate, and make it simple. So without further ado, let's get in to know Colin and his story that led him to founding Oro. Lock and load, Tribe. What's your favorite beverage?
It's gotta be coffee. I just can't start my day without a cup of coffee.
Coffee. Here we go. Lock and load. What's a favorite place you've traveled?
Istanbul, Turkey. My wife and I, we were not married at the time, took a trip to Turkey for what we thought was going to be summer at the end of September. And we got a big storm out of Siberia, came down, and it ended up snowing in October. So it was kind of an unexpected, wintery weekend out there. And we really loved it.
So I assume you had to make some audibles to make that happen if you're there for a summer vacation.
One of the first things we did was go shopping. And go ahead and find a jacket and hats. And, you know, we went to bed the first night. I mean, and we, you know, had the jet lag. And we woke up the next day, and there was over a foot and a half of snow on the balcony. Wow. In the hotel room. And we were like, all right, this is going to be a little different. and Istanbul, if you've ever been there, is a lot of these sort of hilly streets that are actually like cobblestone, or sort of like eroded cobblestones. And so the taxis were just sliding everywhere, and they actually just stopped running the taxis for a bit. So we were just walking, but nice. We had a really good time.
Cool. What's your favorite hobby or interest outside the construction technology silos we're going to break down today, that we passionately call the art of construction?
you know, I can't call it a hobby, but my number one interest is our daughter. She's 2.5. And then when I get some time, I've been working on building a sort of a 1/5 scale indie car remote control that you can drive, you know, with pedals and, you know, goggles, like just like you would drive a drone, but actually put that on a karting course and maybe get some other people to do it too.
That sounds cool. Never heard that one before. New stories every day. So what is your story and how did you become the CEO and founder of Oro?
Oro was the product, or is the product, of a couple different people's experiences with lighting. For me, it was really around health. In 2014, I was really struggling with sleep. I tried all these different things for borderline insomnia, and I got recommended an application for my computers that changed the brightness and color temperature of the screen, depending on the time of day and where I was in the world. And I started sleeping better, like literally a week later. And so what that got me thinking about was really how light affects us biologically. And, you know, it's much more mainstream today in terms of health and wellness and circadian rhythm. But at the time it took some research and, you know, I sort of figured out what the scientists had sort of long believed, which is how we're exposed to light throughout the day affects what energy we feel and how easy our body goes to sleep at night. And so I thought, you know, there has to be a way as a hobby to build what this computer program was doing for my devices for my home, where I'm exposed to the most amount of artificial light. And that's when I got into lighting and just really realized, you know, one, the opportunity, but two, really what, you know, what's, you know, people called smart home was really not that smart. It was really a bunch of connected light bulbs that meant you had to take a lot of steps backward to get some benefit. And together we kind of thought there was a better way of doing this. And that led eventually to Oro.
Awesome. So tell us about Oro. What all does it do?
Yeah, Oro is a smart living system. That means that we cover a lot of the core experiences or moments in your life. One is with human-centric, wellness-driven smart lighting. We're using sensors like a motion sensor or ambient light sensor to understand how lighting works in your home and then automating that for you. So really, you're getting the perfect amount of light for any moment of the day automatically. When I walk down the hallway in the middle of the night, soft lights. When the sun's shining through the window, no lights to save energy, really sort of putting your lighting on autopilot and making sure that supports your health and wellness and then also saves energy. Now, the Oro smart living system is built around hardware that is a replacement for a light switch. It looks just like a regular light switch, but it has a lot packed into it, more similar to a smartphone than a normal light switch in general. Once you sort of have lighting being run by Oro, these switches really become touch points for controlling your home. So you can connect other smart systems to it. They work as intercoms, they replace smart speakers, really all of the, you know, real reasons why people are trying to have smart systems in their home, right? For comfort, convenience, safety and security, and energy efficiency are ways that Oro are delivering experiences around our system. We do that from the switches themselves, from the cloud. So we can sort of do that, you know, when you're not at home, and then mobile apps and voice assistants. So it's really, you know, that centerpiece for the home that allows you, you know, whether you're a builder or an end user, to really start connecting the rest of your smart home systems into it and have a unified platform, you know, on, you know, one day of installation.
So if I understood you right, there's technology built in this. You don't have to have this crazy amount of programming that if something doesn't quite work, it all breaks, because it kind of helps in those spaces, helps you understand how you're using the space and helps work around that. Am I understanding that right?
Yeah, that's right. There's a little bit of a training period. So, you know, once you install an Oro switch, it will automatically start out with a set of default lighting levels that will automatically transition throughout the day that support your circadian rhythm. Now, not all of us live the same hours. Not all of us, you know, want the same preferences. But the one thing that we've learned is that when people don't have the right amount of light in their home, they make an adjustment. And so that's a really clear signal for us to start learning about your preferences. And we're starting to connect that to the other patterns that we're seeing around occupancy in room, how long you stay there, how different hours of the day or brightness affect that. And so after about 14 days, we see about 80% autonomy. That means that Oro is doing 80% of the lighting adjustments in the course of a week. Wow. And then after the third week, we're kind of up above 90%, right? And this is, you know, one thing to point out about this is that it's an adaptive learning. So as your change in your schedule, you know, you go from summertime with the kids in camp to summertime or, you know, to school, you know, that'll happen this year, and your life changes, Oro is essentially following you in terms of your lighting, because it's just picking up all those signals that you're giving it and saying, all right, you know, Devin's life's changed. We're not going to do the same thing we did last month. We're going to do something new this month based on what we're seeing the pattern establish.
And we've learned a few things after the forced winter we've had the last couple of years about how important this stuff is, right?
Yeah. I mean, the most important thing that I can, you know, call out and for what lighting is that it's something that has really risen, you know, talking to builders, talking to contractors and integrators. Lighting, as we've spent so much time at home, has become super important to that experience that you have inside of your home, right? And it's actually something that's not just about, hey, can I see, but it's how do I feel? You know, not only sort of health perspective, right? We talked about the circadian rhythm, but also mood, right? You know, you think about watching TV with the lights on at 100%, at 40%, and at 10%, you're having three different emotional experiences. So how you help people sort of get that mood layer into is really important for them having that connection to the space and really loving being at home.
Love it. Well, let's talk, so you had mentioned it just goes into regular wiring. So anything else as far as how the installation works and how do you blend into the construction of the home for our contractors out there listening?
Installation is dead simple. It's exactly the same as a normal four wire, so neutral junction box. If you're replacing switches, you're just turning off the breaker. If you're roughing in, we tend to go in, you know, at the same time you'd rough in a normal switch. We actually support, you know, what we call sort of like pre-occupancy mode for builders. So like the switches work as normal light switches. They're doing everything that you need to do to pass inspection. And all those other, you know, sort of regulatory requirements. You want to bring in someone to talk about painting, you can turn the light on. And then, you know, at the end of that, you can do a commissioning process. That commissioning process is from your mobile phone. A builder, a contractor, you know, someone you're partnering with can all do that right on site. It doesn't require a computer or anything to program. You just do it on your Android or iPhone. And then you, at that point, can sort of structure your house, you know, what's a living room, what's a family room, and then you pass that off to your end customer just by inviting them to the home.
So the GC, doesn't turn into a major pain for them because it's kind of set up to where you can pass that baton through from the sub installing it, not much different. And this is the kind of thing that we want to talk to the evolution to where you don't just, let's just let someone else deal with that. The new buyers are expecting these things. So we got to start getting in front of that. And the part that I, when we were kind of getting everything set up for this podcast is that it's kind of the, you know, the Jetsons smart home is this futuristic high-end only the one percenters can handle these smart home stuff. What's your take on the evolution of the smart home from kind of where that whole thing started to where it is today and kind of keep that story going?
I think the start of smart home is probably goes back at least two decades, if not more, right? And sort of real sort of availability of things like Control4 or early home automation platforms. These were super clunky, really expensive, really not experienced by many people in the country or, you know, in any of the levels of society. Now you sort of fast forward to what's happened maybe over the last two or three years. And I think you stop anybody on the street and they can quickly name two, three, five different tangible experiences where a smart home device brought a real benefit to their lives, right? That might not have been in their own homes. That could have been in a hotel. It could have been in somebody else's house. It could have been sitting at someone else's dinner table and someone, you know, using something like a smart speaker to change the music. And so we've had these experiences that have started to build up where it's not about the coolness of the gadgetry. It's not necessarily about showing off about how technology is so prevalent in my home. It's, hey, these things actually make it easy for me. Oro turns off the lights for you when you leave. I don't ever have to think about turning my lights off, right? That's a benefit to me. Whether it's, you know, whether it's when I'm running out the door with my daughter to, I'm late for work and I don't remember I turned anything off. Those are real benefits. And I think that's what's driving the change here, right? And the change is, it's a mainstream interest, not just 1% of the income bracket interest, right? You know, that the benefits, you know, feeling more comfortable, feeling like my home is nurturing me. When I'm at home, feeling like I have safety. When I'm away, I have peace of mind. I'm saving money where I can. Those are things that are applicable to all of us. And now with companies like Oro, we're actually able to deliver those experiences at a price point that aligns with really any budget rather than only the most expensive ones.
Love it. So as we were talking, you were using the language of intelligent home. And so I'm curious, what's the difference between a smart home and an intelligent home? Or tell us, what does Oro does to make it, when you talk about intelligent home, how does it fall more into that side of the intelligent home versus the smart home?
I think the easiest way for, you know, people listening to think about this is that intelligent home is about the future, and the smart home is really maybe where we're at today and a lot of the history, right? So an intelligent home is really about being proactive and helpful, right? It's doing things that help me automatically. And so that it's either anticipating my needs, like, you know, smart locks can do this sometime where like I'm walking up to the door and the door automatically unlocks because it recognizes my phone and I just open the door. That's a really helpful and anticipatory, intelligent thing to do. It's very different to like pick up your phone, go to the app, and then remote control a device, right? And that's like remote control is really what smart home has largely been applied to, where these are connected devices, they're not really intelligent. And so, for example, with Oro, Oro is controlling your lights automatically, right? You know, I can actually like disconnect the internet and my lights will run like this and continue to learn from me because the devices themselves have been intelligence for the next, you know, 10 to 20 years. And so those are the helpful things, right? The learning, the anticipation. And then, you know, I think there's another key part to that, which is largely in the smart home world, devices were in silos. So you had 10, 20, depends on how sort of deep you went, apps on your phone. And you had to sort of, like going through the check boxes to like shut your home down at night. In an intelligent home, not only are we being able to do more things proactively because we can connect more things together, but those ways that information are being passed back and forth are basically making those different systems smarter, right? So, you know, let's take, you know, climate control, right? So, you know, if you're trying to save energy by using a smart thermostat or a set of smart thermostat zones across the building, like you really need to know how those different floor parts of the floor plan are used, right? And so, you know, because there's, you know, maybe Nest or you could have models that say, hey, if I want to heat this corner of the house, this is what I got to do. But they want to heat it when they know people are going to be there. And so they need to understand sort of, you know, if there are devices that understand occupancy, why, you know, in today's world, can I not share that with other devices to make them smarter? And I think in the intelligent home, those on-ramps and off-ramps for connecting systems will get more seamless, which means that your home is going to be sort of living and breathing as a helpful actor in your life on a daily, you know, hourly basis.
There's so much relevance to that. And I raise my hand and say, I may have too much early adoption time into this. And there's a part on your website that just resonated to me that says a smart home without, not with, the smartphone. And the whole, well, there's an app for that. Well, how do they connect, right? And then there's all these integrations of Savant, Control4, Somfy, all these things that say they're going to do it through this Alexa this and Nexia that and all these things. And I have firsthand of saying the riches are in the niches, but they all have to be work together in your lifestyle versus this connected living that intellectual property, or in my case, I spent the last 20 years working on a smart window with Anderson that they just discontinued the product that I've put in several houses. I became an expert, custom worked all these things around it. And now they say it's not available. So that gets like contractors and affiliates. I feel you. Like I'm frustrated with when someone says there's an app for that. I say, screw that, like enough, like just go back to a switch on the wall. And that's why I was so intrigued and honored to have Colin and the team be part of the Art of Construction tribe, because their marketing and their lifestyle matches up with simplicity and intelligent home and where it's all going. So I'm going to read this one more time so it hopefully sinks in for us all. The future of an intelligent home is a smart home without the smartphone. And what that is saying is that you're taking away from this thing. I love the picture track in my mind when you said, you know, getting the app, hopefully, you know, connecting and, you know, that it doesn't recognize your face and you get all the things when you're holding the groceries to try to unlock the door. Like we revert back to the key still today, which is just amazing, right? But you're saying there's better ways to do that. Am I understanding this right, Colin?
Absolutely. I mean, I think for, you know, for the listeners, there's two things to think about when it comes to simplicity. You know, obviously you want a really simple, easy to use system for your customer, right? And like that's, you know, anybody who comes in, you sort of, that's the expectation is that I'm not going to deal with a lot of complication. But a lot of these things are not simple for the people that are installing them or speccing them, right? And so I think this is where it's really important to think about systems like Oro, you know, even Control4 and Savant, all those are systems, right? As different from an app or a device for that, right? Apps and devices are individual things. You have to do all the work to figure out if that thing works with this other thing that works with these other things. By working with a system provider, we're doing that work for you. We're making sure that when we say, hey, this works with Sonos, this works with Nest, this works with Ecobee, this works with Ring, we're assuring you in that process that that connection works. So you get to pick from a menu of the products that you want rather than walking down an aisle saying like, I wonder if this is going to work. And so like, that's one of the simplifications for particularly builders who are, you know, not working with a partner like an integrator who want to just get away from that works with headache that just, you know, our recommendation is go work with a system because that's one of the value propositions that we're bringing to the table right out of the gate.
Yes, so well said. And the names that you just threw out there are not fly-by-night brands for an intelligent home. Like that's where it's all going in the lifestyle we're looking at. And you say in your marketing that Oro is good for you and for the planet too. How is it good for the homeowner and for the planet if we want to look at putting this all back to help us build better buildings and live a better lifestyle as we talk on The Art of Construction?
Yeah, this was actually like one of the eye-opening moments for me when I was like in the early stages of Oro that sort of got me to realize how big of a question knowing when to turn the light on and off is in a global sense. So lighting homes accounts for somewhere between 8% and 12% of the total energy used on the planet. And half of that is wasted because people keep lights on, the lights are brighter than they need to be. You know, there's a whole host of reasons that go into that waste. And so when we say good for the planet, like not only are we controlling your lighting to help drive you, you know, your circadian rhythm in the most optimal way. So you have energy during the day and you're ready for sleep at night. We're also turning the light off, right? And what we've seen is that's about 80% energy savings against the national average for lamp hours by knowing when to turn those lights on and off. And so, you know, right now I think it's like, hey, we all got to do our part in terms of sustainability and climate and other things like that. But we think the core technologies, the ability to know and understand how to control lighting automatically is something that will just become part of what the world looks like over the next decade. And that could be a really big impact. You know, these are worlds where even 1% impact would be really, really important. So that's how we say, you know, do our part, you know, by making sure the lights are off.
That's awesome. So this podcast is for contractors and its affiliates to grow the business. And like you asked, and a lot of people always ask, who's your audience? And we're talking through this podcast to you contractors. And we settle on the word affiliates because it's, you know, a whole tribe, a whole band of brothers all working together, the subs, the electricians, the, you know, the architects, it is all these affiliates to build a better building for that homeowner. So what do builders need to know about smart homes from your perspective? And what do the homeowners want and how should builders deliver this? And who needs to be experts? Because I think that's where people are there. You don't know what you don't know and you're jaded by what you think, you know. I raise my hand and say, I've personally dealt with so many different complicated systems over the last 20 years, because we've been early adopters in our experience centers. And I raise my hand and say, we struggle to make them work to come in and hit that easy button. So what's your take on that? as the end of the day, and we're going to ask you one more time, is how do we grow our business in this marketplace?
I think the opportunity to standardize and adopt new smart home systems like Oro is like one to be seized by the construction community. The demand is undeniable. You know, 80% of new home buyers looking to buy their first home expect these systems to be part of the thing that they buy. And you know, you can go find that data in any place you almost look these days. So the landscape has changed and the expectation or the bar has been raised. Now, not everybody's ready to sort of reach up for that bar. And I think that's where the real opportunity in the short term is to differentiate yourself, to expand your business, right? So if you're an electrician and you want to start offering smart home, or if you're a home builder who just wants to embrace, you know, smart, energy efficient value propositions as part of the property and sales materials that you're marketing your home around, like now's the time to get started. You know, the other part is the technology. Like, we've had a lot of bumps and bruises as an industry in terms of complexity over the last 20 years. And I think we all are all sort of focusing in on what end users really care about is like really sort of three motivations. Comfort. I want to feel like rested and taken care of at home. You know, convenience being a big part of that. How hard is it for me to get this done? Two is peace of mind. So security or, you know, other safety options, and then home, you know, home energy efficiency. And so you really start thinking about how do I deliver on those? How do I take one worry off of your mind, Devin, you know, every day? How do I do that? You know, one every hour. It's been something that a lot of companies have focused on. That's one thing that we've been maniacally focused on Oro is sort of how to make that, oh, I want to do this, really easy. So I think, you know, your looking back is important, but I think, you know, reassessing now for anybody, it's the time to get in and have an advantage. You know, the inverse of that's true. So if you decide not to do smart home, it's going to be something that you're going to find, I think, to be a pain point in a couple of years down the line, right? Where other people, everybody on the block is offering smart features in their projects, and you're the one who's not. And so there's never a better time than now to get started. And that's something that we've helped a lot of builders get through, is they're sort of like, what's my first strategy here? And you know, if you do it now, I think you're only going to be better prepared for what's going to come over the next few decades here.
And that right there is the key message why I wanted to have you on, is say, I raise my hand and say, I could be jaded about getting burned on something that didn't work, but this is not a time to look in the rear view mirror. The windshield is so huge here to where this is going, is where we have to all, everybody on the Art of Construction tribe, we have to move forward with these things, because quite frankly, the technology is now there. That's where I think we lacked on bandwidth, and the structure was hard to do, but that's all changing, right? And so what about our subcontractors, our warriors that we're all trying to elevate the trades? We're going on this whole deep dive journey podcast together to elevate these trades. What would you say are, what subs are most poised to take advantage of this technology to up their game, and how can they best do it right now? And let you kind of highlight on that already, but I just want to bring that full circle.
It's got to be the electricians. I think we work with electricians a lot. And what we're seeing is that, you know, when you think about the whole scope of systems for, you know, what are parts of the smart home, at least some of them have high voltage connection, right? So a lot of folks can go plug in a security camera. Not a lot of folks can hardwire high voltage like thermostat or replace a light switch, you know, on most job sites. So we think that the electrician is a group that we're working closely with to sort of learn how to make their businesses better. But they're, you know, they have the qualification to basically, you know, open up a brochure and say, I can do anything in the smart home for you. So being trained, being working with the right manufacturers is a big part of being able to deliver on that. I think it makes you really attractive to work with the builders. The builders are looking for folks that, you know, hey, I can work with my electrician. I can, you know, not, I don't need to find three other people to do these other things. So I think there's a big opportunity for electricians today.
Yeah. And I want to piggyback on that, because where I want to go next is talk about service and support, right? And I think a lot of us look at service and support as this thing, just get rid of it and I want to move on so I never have to deal with this again. But we have to look at support and service. And that was one of the things that really jumped out as me, is like, the intelligent home concept is that you can scale this up over time. Like if the budget of the builder says, this is it, where you can say, we have an intelligent home, but here is my subcontractor, here is my electrician, that if you want to do more spaces than what we've offered here, they can come back and do that for you. And I think that's really this connected network of the art of construction. But what's your take on what is support and service for something like this after a homeowner has moved in? And do manufacturers like yourself offer all the support, or are the builders and installers supposed to be able to do all this themselves?
So as at Oro, I can speak for what we do. We support all of our homes and the end customers that live in that directly for support. You know, I also support our pros with the special lane for their particular questions or things that they need help with. So we're really focused on that support on both fronts. But our goal is that after you've installed this, as a builder or as a subcontractor, that as it comes to the user using it, they're dealing with Oro, and we can help them do that. Now, as you mentioned, there's a lot of times where that pro comes back around, whether you're an electrician or an integrator, someone working with a builder. Most builders are, we encourage them, and I think it's the sort of most marketable plan is to standardize on some set of smart components in your home. And then, that's not every single junction box. That's not every single outlet. It's something that really sort of provides you with a marketable dimension, you can demo it experience to a potential home buyer. And then you provide them the options, right? You can upgrade before you move in. You can upgrade, if you ever want to upgrade, here's the subcontractor that did the installation. They can come back and put more in for you. We help our pros get connected with those customers as well. So we're sort of sending those leads back, to the right person. We're not asking that customer necessarily to do it yourself unless they want to, but most don't. So I think that's the quick answer or slightly longer answer, I guess, to that is support should be handled by the manufacturer. And in my opinion, they know the system the best, and they're going to provide the best service to your customers. So look for manufacturers that are willing to do that.
I love that. So I'm curious, we've been doing a lot of podcasts. We just did a whole deep dive series with Autodesk and others about digitized construction. And so where does the technology like Oro fit into this with these big trends in digitized construction, like building informational modeling, digital twins, IoT, all these different buzzwords that we've had many podcasts about, but it's super important, in my opinion, if you want to begin with the end in mind, right, with now with these technology services that are out there about putting that stuff in the model and getting a real budget to figuring this out versus let's just throw a couple in this room. How what's your take on that with Oro?
Yeah, I mean, I think that building design is going to change from a lighting controls perspective, whether it's a residential house or it's a commercial office floor plan. When you start to think about how do you distribute sensors across the floor plan to drive lighting, I think that's going to be the biggest change in design. I do, sort of in this overall digitization, I sort of see Oro as this like finishing canvas that it comes in, less, about the early parts of the design and more about like what happens to a building once it's been, constructed and open. And what I mean, what happens is like, how easy is it to change, right? So Oro really sort of creates this digital palette across a home or a building that allows you to almost reconfigure what it's capable of through software, right? So like go back to a world where like you put in a physical keypad that had, six buttons on it. One of them says, dinner time. The other one says, good morning. Like just think about how much effort has to go into changing that, right? You have to like drive to the house, you have to reprogram the controller, you got to like actually take the controller out and get new keypads for it, like, or take this to a office place, like it's like I changed my projector, I got to do all this work. Like what we have done is sort of make that layer digital, right? And informed it with information about how people are using those spaces, and I think that those two things are a real big part about how buildings kind of keep up with their occupants over the future, rather than, sort of becoming a stale product, like, hey, this building was built 10 years ago. It's kind of using these hardware pieces that, aren't where we are today, or I can keep up because it's digital.
I love that. Yeah, let's not just do it for just now and back to our good old plan here of just this phase. Let's break through this ceiling, and we know, you know, this intelligent home is a key part of that, right? So as we get ready to wrap this thing up, what is your crystal ball for connecting technology to the handshakes for the future of construction?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, as with a lot of these things, it's going to take, you know, a few courageous folks to kind of keep pushing into these new technologies, right? Like, as it generally is in the construction industry, as far as we've learned it to be, is that, you know, we want to see some proof points before we leap forward, right? And so I think that, you know, if you're in that camp where you want to be certain, you know, you can kind of wait for that, but sort of see and look to those people that you respect and that are taking those early steps, because the technology's coming no matter what. And the question, you know, the other side of it is, how do I benefit from it too, right? Like, how, you know, it's, you know, I don't want to say like, what's in it for me, but it, you know, is a part of the competitive landscape that if you're not adopting, you're going to be underpowered in, you know, future opportunities, you know, as it becomes more expected.
Yeah, spot on. So to close this out, Colin, what is that one thing you want to leave our contractors and affiliates to think about as they go out there to crush it and grow their business on the Art of Construction Tribe?
Yeah, if you're not thinking about smart home and how you can connect your business to that opportunity, you need to wake up tomorrow and think about how you're going to do that. And, you know, we're here to help, you know, anybody who's, you know, whether you're, you know, a subcontractor, you know, builder, design builder, you know, we've been doing this for the professional channel for several years, and we can help through that process. Like, what's right for me? Where do I get started? All these sets of things. How do I market? You know, those are things that you'll get better at with time. So you got to start as soon as you're ready.
I love it. Well, whether you're waking up in the morning or in the middle of the night, and you can go back to where the circadian rhythm, where we had podcasts with Liaison, and you can learn more about that from an integrator's point of view, you better wake up and have the lights help you with all of that. Colin, thank you so much for coming and sharing your story.
Thanks, Devin. I appreciate you having me on. It's been a pleasure.
So at the beginning, I said, what if you never had to touch your switches anymore? Like, that's a big deal, right? I went to their website and did some homework, and they have done a great job on third-party stories. So when I say, what if you never had to touch your switches anymore? The comment is, I never touch my light switches anymore, from Lily with a 5-star review. What if you could scale and integrate spaces as you see the need? And the flip side of that was a reviewer, Cassie, said, my next Oro is going in my kitchen. I think that's so important for us to think about here, right? To say, how do we eat our elephant? One bite at a time, right? And you got to figure out your why that we're always talking about, how, and then what you do to solve your why in the future of business. Of the digital natives expect this stuff. And at the end of the day, like, the packaging, the process, the lifestyle, the sales prop is, it's the iPhone mentality through Amazon now, right? That's where we're at. So the review, when I said, what if you could have your home integration be as easy as using your iPhone? The review they got, which was my favorite review of all of them I saw, it's like an iPhone for my home. And I think that's the perfect play on words. It's not actually using your iPhone to do this. It's your house now, your lifestyle, your home is as sexy and as easy to use as your iPhone. So that's what I was passionate when I came across this, because I raised my hand, and I hope we can be some more case studies for with the Art of Construction Tribe and continue to help Colin and Oro what they're doing, because we have to make this work. And it's been challenging with the whole smart home thing, but let's all be a little bit more intelligent and wake up, use our circadian rhythm, and use tools like Oro to break through this ceiling and really make a change, and only have lights come on when we need them. Crush it out there, tribe.